Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org. From the Barton Worley Studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. It's Friday again, and boy, do we have a music-packed show for you. From classical to melodic hard rock, we've got a lot of varied tastes in this 15-minute block. First up, we're speaking with Julie Albers, a cellist extraordinaire, who's joining us right here in Abilene tomorrow night for the Abilene Philharmonic's Masterworks Concert.
I had an older sister who was already playing violin and piano at the point that I was born. So my mom decided to give me a violin to take my attention off of her.
And then later in our monthly Music Of segments, we're exploring the music of Crush 40. Chances are if you played a Sonic game in the past 15 years, you've heard their music, but in fact, their catalog expands well beyond that series. We'll look into that and much more today in Ion Entertainment. From Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Tomorrow night, the Abilene Civic Center plays host to the Abilene Philharmonic Orchestra, who is playing their next Masterworks concert of the season. As always, the concert is filled with renowned pieces from many composers throughout history. And we're joined today on the line by Julie Albers, who is the cello soloist for one of the pieces. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So you're a cello musician. How did it all start for you? How did you first really get involved with the cello?
Well, I was born into a musical family. So for me, it started pretty much right at birth. Both of my parents were musicians and music teachers. And I had an older sister who was already playing violin and piano at the point that I was born. And so around 18 months, I would just kind of harass my sister while she was trying to practice, and my mom decided to give me a violin to take my attention off of her. So it was kind of by default that I got started so early. And then at the age of 4, she ended up switching me to cello because she didn't want there to be any competition between my older sister and I playing the same instrument.
And so it was just kind of, that's what started you off? Did you perform any in college? How did it kind of grow there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I did a lot of performing all throughout. I mean, basically from the age of probably 2 until current. There's a lot of performance involved, a lot of practicing involved. When I was 16, I ended up moving to Cleveland to attend the Cleveland Institute of Music's, what they call their Young Artist Program. And it's a program designed at very serious younger students to kind of get a head start on music conservatory education, in addition to finishing high school courses. So I kind of used that year to make a definite decision about whether I was going to be a musician or whether I just wanted music to be an important part of my life, but I wanted to do something else professionally. And right after moving there and suddenly being surrounded by so many other people that were so passionate about what they did, I decided that this was what I was going to do. So right around 16, I made the choice that I was going to try to be a professional musician.
Going into tomorrow night's concert, it's the third Masterworks of the season. It features Bach's Brandenburg Concerto number 3, as well as Elgar's Cello Concerto, which you are featured in, as well as Mozart's Symphony number 41. What do you think of this piece, the Elgar Concerto?
I think it's one of the most beautiful concertos that we have. I mean, Elgar did such a great job of writing for the voice that we have on the cello, which is a lot of really long, beautifully singing lines. In addition to, I mean, the second movement is vivace, incredibly fast, and kind of the only playful element of this piece. Overall, I would say it's fairly sad and at moments dark. I mean, he wrote it very close to the end of his life. I mean, his entire life was just kind of turned upside down.
Mm-hmm. that's kind of how I hear the cello in a way. It's, you know, very long. I mean, it's maybe lower notes, but it just kind of works with that sort of darkness that's in this piece.
Exactly. I mean, the cello has just such a beautiful singing quality to it that a lot of times that's what it does best. And I think Elgar knew that and really, really chose to show that in this concerto.
Any thoughts on the other pieces in the evening, the Bach Brandenburg and the Mozart Symphony 41?
Well, you know, I'm not involved in either one of those. I mean, they're
both
beautiful pieces, and I'm looking forward to hearing them, but I don't have any insight as to this performance of them.
Well, what do you say is the main draw of this concert?
Hearing incredible music. The draw of any concert. I mean, it's not the same as sitting in your house and listening to a CD and actually being there live, feeling the power of all the musicians on stage and the music that we're playing.
Well, it's great to have you coming to Abilene. And from what you've told us, you seem to have had a great career so far. Any future plans for you?
Well, my future plans consist of continuing doing what I'm doing, which is soloing with orchestras, doing recitals. I'm currently teaching at the Robert McDuffie Center for Strings, which is an incredible undergraduate program for very serious string students. And it makes me very happy.
All right. Well, Julie Albers, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you so much.
That's Julie Albers, a cellist who is featured in tomorrow night's Abilene Philharmonic Masterworks No. 3 concert for this season. The performance takes place tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Abilene Civic Center. Tickets are available on the web at abilenephilharmonic.org or by phone 677-6710. It's time once again for our occasional segment, The Music of Ion Entertainment, where we take a look and a listen into one of the artists or bands featured in the background of our show. Today's group is known for their contributions to numerous video game soundtracks, but they could probably make it on the pop charts if they really wanted to. It also happens to be their 15th anniversary this year, and I don't care what you say. No matter what the genre or the people involved, 15 years is an accomplishment for any band. That's why I feel it's time to pay tribute to Crush 40. If you spend even a scant amount of time listening to this show, you know I'm a gamer and really appreciate the music of video games. And I especially have a soft spot for Sega. Now, I was a Nintendo kid growing up, so even touching a competitor like Sega's games was high treason during the console wars of the mid-90s. But then around 2002, Sega abruptly ended support for its Dreamcast console and bowed out of the console manufacturing business altogether. But they still continue to produce software to this day, including many great titles on Nintendo consoles, a fact which would have blown my 5-year-old mind if you went back in time and told me that. One of the first Sega games I was introduced to that came about as a result of this was Sonic Adventure 2, and with it, the music of Crush 40. This was one of the first times I heard lyrics in video game music. and it really helped to build the action in the spots that it was needed. Here's the theme song to that game, Live and Learn.
Live and Learn!
But that's not where they started, of course. It all began around the mid-1990s with Jun Senoue, who was hired onto Sega's sound team as a composer fresh out of college. He helped compose soundtracks to many of Sega's games, one of his first jobs being a collaboration with Michael Jackson for the Sonic 3 soundtrack we talked about in a previous episode. But the genesis of Crush 40 began at about 1997 with another band Senoue formed, Sons of Angels. Working with vocalist Eric Martin and a few other musicians who would become Crush 40, they produced the theme for Sega's Daytona USA Championship Circuit Edition, which is also called Sons of Angels. Around the same time, the now legendary Sonic Adventure series was starting in development. Senoue was put on the assignment and managed to get most of his previous band back together for it, notably replacing Eric Martin with lead vocalist Johnny Gioeli, who is still part of the band to this day. And their first single, Open Your Hearts, which became the theme song for that game, officially began the band. They released a few standalone albums at this time, continuing a tradition that Sega sound members keep up their music careers outside of the video game industry. But for most of the rest of the 2000s, they were kept pretty busy by Sega, producing the soundtracks for Sonic Heroes and most of the other games coming out in the Sonic the Hedgehog series at that time. Then around 2008, fans started wanting to see them live. They played at big conventions like the Tokyo Game Show and the Summer of Sonic Festival, and the band has had a chance to produce some of their own non-soundtrack work. They released a few singles last year, a live album, and an EP titled Rise Again. Here's the title track from that EP.
When I'm low, I'm gonna rise again. Overshadow, overtake it when. When I'm low, I'm gonna rise again. That's when I'm moving on.
As the name of this recent release would imply, this melodic hard rock man looks to be in an upswing again. And though they are 15 years old, we're sure to see plenty of releases, both in the VG soundtracks and as standalone albums, for years to come. It's rare to see a band pull that off well, and for this long. If you'd like to sample their catalog, most of it is available on iTunes, including a sweet solo album by Jun Senoue I would totally recommend. Despite being primarily a video game band, you can also find their albums fairly easily in the soundtrack section of your favorite record repository. And we'll certainly be keeping our eyes on them for new releases. And that's all for today. Join us again next week for more ION Entertainment, right where and when you've come to expect us on KECU-FM. ION Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio and the JMC Network. The show is recorded and produced at the Barton Worley Studios in the Don Morris Building on the campus of Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and as long as music brings musicians and listeners together for the ages, I'll have my eye on entertainment. Play us out, we're going to go back to their roots again for another track from Sons of Angels. Here's The American Dream.
From the time you light your engine.
Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org.